Okay, we are up to Samach Tes, which is page 148. This is actually the last discussion of Maimer Shlishi. And in this Maimer, he started talking about the Siddur, and he ends talking about the Gemara. He talked about the Siddur, he talked about the Torah, which was a discussion of the Karaites. And now in Samach Tes, just to review, he posed a question. And the question was that the Gemara seems to be, in many places, saying drushes that are way out, that don't seem logical or sensible to anybody. The one I gave you as an example is the one that Meir Nevuchim, the Rambam Meir Nevuchim gives, and I see here later in a footnote, the Kol Yehuda brings it as well. It's a drusha from the first parak of Ksubis, with Tani Bar Kapara, v'yosei tia lecha l'azeinecha. I mentioned to you the Pasuk commands that when people go to battle, they have a little shovel to cover the excrement that they will leave themselves. And Chazal darshan that the yosei tiel, they said a finger is like a peg. Tiel lechal azeinecha. You have to know when to stick it into your ears. The finger is shaped perfectly to fit the ears, so that when you start hearing lashon hara, you quickly go like this. Must be very little lashon hara going around. I haven't seen anybody go like this, but that's the reason the fingers are shaped that way. So the Rambam in Nevuchim writes, as the king of the Kuzas asked the Chavar, that do you really think that's pshat in the pasuk? You say tielachal say necha. You should stick your fingers in your ears. The pasuk is a miller talking about someone who's going to battle. It's way off from pshat in the pasuk. So the question is how we are going to explain this. Why the Gemara says this type of a drasha. And to that, the Chavar responds in the Samach Tes, Ayin Aleph and Ayin Gimel. As always, and we've seen this consistently, the Chavar doesn't start by answering the question. He starts by making a general statement and then answers the question. And he does the same, Samach Tes. Amar HaChavar. What are you doing? You're criticizing the drashas and the Gemara. See, he asked him, Amar Achav, Ahariisa Mashiach Lehem Mehad Diekus Vahadigduk Bepurish HaMishnah VaHabraisa. Now apparently the king of the Kuzas had studied some Gemara in his investigation of Yiddishkeit. And in doing so, he said, did you see how the Medagdek Mashamagiyim by Min HaMechkar VaHadbirur, and how the Gemara investigates Mebli Yisur V'chaser b'mila. Every word of the Mishnah is explained. No extra, no missing words. Kol shekein b'inyan. Certainly no missing or extra topics. So the Chavar says, look, in the Gemara, they darshan a Mishnah very precisely. Amar HaKuzari, and the king answers, Reisi mashu l'mayla mikol chachmas ha-nitzachin. I've seen something that you can't argue with. It's unquestionable that the drushes and the mishnayis are diyukim and diyukim diyukim. When Rabbeinu HaKadosh wrote the mishnayis were written to be memorized. And because they were written to be memorized, they were written in a precise lashon kotzer. And messages were hidden in the mishnah. I remember when art school started the art school shas, and I was working for them, they warned us, the organizers there warned us, that when you write something, if you mean something, say it. Don't hint at it. Because no one's going to darshan the words that you write. It's just going to end up being an awkwardly expressed sentence. If you want to say it, say it. If you don't want to say it, don't say it. Don't say something in a roundabout way, so someone will say, oh, what did he say in a roundabout way? It must be that he meant it this and this way. You know, it's not the way people study my words when I write it. But the Gemara does darshan the Mishnah that way. The Gemara darshans the Mishnah that way. The Mishnayis are written in ways. You know, the Mishnah says, "Ho isha niknis b'shalosha drachim." You can acquire a woman three ways. So the Gemara says, why did the Tana choose to say you can acquire a woman? Why not say, "Ho ish mekadesh"? The man can be mekadesh a woman. Why does it say in three drachim, in three roads? Why does it say in three devarim? So that every word of the Mishnah is explained, every word is explained either directly in the Gemara or by the Rishonim, sometimes even by the Acharonim. So the Kuzas says, we see the Mishnah, the Gemara does work that way. So Ayin Aleph Amar Achaver, if so, Hanach Shaiv, Al Mishiyadagdek Hadigdek Ahu, if we medagdek that much in man's expressed word, in Yadami Apostik Mashan Hadeu, don't you think that he studies God's expressed word in a similar fashion? Shouldn't it be that way? So he hasn't answered the question. He's just sort of setting a premise that we have to investigate this because it can't be that, you know, the Gemara was like a bunch of fellas sitting around, relaxing and saying things. It was said with precision. Amar HaKuzari said, yes. Well, since the Mishnah was explained precisely, it must be that the Gemara is explained, that the Psukim certainly are explained precisely. The Gemara also, right? Okay, you're right. Very precise. I mean, I said Mishnayos. I don't mean only Mishnayos. I mean Gemara too. But what he's saying is that you see the Gemara explains the Mishnayos precisely. So therefore, it certainly explains the Pesukim precisely. But it's true the Gemara itself is certainly precise. Omar Kuzari, Ze'i Efsher. You're right. It can't be that the Mishnayos is darshan precisely and not the Gemara.
Not the Pesukim.
Achadover Alechol Mishnei Panim. So the king says, look, it's one of two things. Either anachdu leineda divrei or darkei pirusham latayra. Either we don't understand it, and they understood something we don't. Oy, she mefarshi ha-halacha, einam mefarshi ha-tayra. Well, that's why the halacha, not the same that explained the tayra. Elo aponim ashniyim yefshir. It's not logical to say the second way that those who darshan the halacha, meaning mishnayis, were not those that darshan the tayra. There are few places where they see a pasuk which agrees lahakosha. Hakosha in this book always refers to logic of comparison. Ulenira mehamilais and simple meaning of the pasukim. Kasheinu nachlu reyelam klal pirusha halacha elo b'tachas haskama lahakosha. We don't see the way we see in that Pirush HaHalacha, the Pirush of the Mishnah, is where there's a Tachlis HaSkama LaHakasha, where everything is logical. Why are the Pesukim Darshan in ways that are not consistently logical? That's the challenge. Amar HaChavar.
When you say not consistently logical, you mean that the derivation of a Halacha from
the derivation of Halacha is from hints at Pesukim appears to us to be inconsistent. Right. It appears to us to be inconsistent. The Gemara will have a hekish of two words, yet that word will appear 100 other times without being used as a hekish. Exereshav is certainly also right, and except for Kavachaim is always logical. You can never catch. Well, if you catch, then you have to find a fresh way to ask it on a Kavachaim. But the drushes of the psukim are beyond us.
In other words, sometimes when you're learning, you say to yourself, "This seems like a stretch."
Right. Seems like a stretch. So I have to tell you, I saw Salanter has a Yesodistic letter on the topic, which is really included in what he's going to say. It's only a piece of what he's going to say. I saw Salanter's letter is fundamental if a person's going to learn or try to teach Pesukim. Most of us, we grow up, thank God, with Gemara, and therefore we're used to a lot of the Hekeshim. We don't start asking, well, Yemakish of Ayelitziya, it says V'yasev Ha'isa, why aren't Yemakish, take some other pasuk and be Makish? We're accustomed to it. And therefore, we pretty much accept the drushes of the Torah. Yet, very often, when you deal with the Baal Tshuva, someone is being exposed to Gemara for the first time, so he's really a little more broad-minded in his possibilities, and he'll ask the question. It's important to know, Rabbi Salanter in his letter, says the following. This is not to say that the Kuzari will not explain more than it. Rishos Lanter writes the following. He says that until the Gemara was written, we had the Aleph Beis. Aleph Beis was given. Nobody questioned, well, why is this an Aleph and why is this a Beis? We've never had anybody question that, or why is the Dalet before the Hay and not the Hay before the Dalet? It's not given to Drashas. There's a wisdom in everything. But the Aleph Beis is the given. And the Torah was darshaned. You took the Sefer Torah, and you darshaned. There was nothing else to learn from until the Mishnayos and Gemara were written on paper. So Salanter writes that after the Gemara was given to us, the what the ways of darshaning the Sefer Torah have become to us what Aleph Beis was to earlier generation. It's a given. You'll not find a tshuva in the Igros Moshe or in the Chassam Sefer or the Night of Yehuda. We'll say, hey, I came up with a new drasha. Let's take this pasuk and that pasuk and make a gzeirah shava, make a hekesh. There is no such thing, or even this, certainly these things which are given over, but even a klal or prat klal, other things which are open, except for kavachaymer. The Gemara says adam don kavachaymer me'atzmai. But generally, we don't make new drushas. So Solanta writes that we have a given to drushas haTorah. The Torah is gigantic. There's more, but we don't have to. It's enough for us to take what was darshan in the Mishnayos, in the Gemara, in the Brises, whatever we have, and work on that. That'll keep us busy for a lifetime, more. And we'd have to look for more. Therefore, the drushas haTorah are given. Now, in yeshiva, sometimes it happens that we have a drasha that seems to be too much of a stretch. There are very few svarim, you know, all the svarim in the library, very few who explain drashas. And it's interesting that the Torah Tamima is uniquely broad-minded and being able to explain drashas. And the Netziv in his Hamikdavar does it not as often as the Torah Tamim, but very often does it as well. So, what?
The Malbim and Zifra, it's a free
here. Okay. Okay. The Malbim, I certainly didn't mean to limit it to them, but my practice is I use the Torah Tamim, and I was learning, I have a Seder in Thursday afternoon with Lermisach the Saita, and there's a job who couldn't understand it, I pulled out a Torah Tamim. Torah Tamima asked the question, but we didn't really understand his answer, so we need a pirush on the Torah Tamima. But that's the basics. Now, he explains more than this, because I'm just telling you is that we really can't always answer it. Amar HaChavar, Nayan Gibel, he seeks to give some level of explanation. He says the following.
When you say the Torah Tamima explains the drashas, you mean he's saying why it isn't a stretch?
Right. Well, where do Chazal see to darshan this way and that way? Yeah. So, you know, it's like whoever would think of learning Kedushin in Parshas Kisaitse from Ephraim in Parshas Chayasara. Right? It's a Gemara. We do it. There's no question.
I heard something about it. And usually when there is a Gemara, it's because there's something missing in the meaning. That's how they compliment it.
Okay.
It's not arbitrary.
It's definitely, you're right. 100%. So let's see how he explains. He goes with a different nekuda. Omer HaChavar, Avol Nemer Echa Mishnei HaDvarim. The Chavar says there are two types of possibilities. There are two possibilities. Yachol Shohayalem Soideis Ne'alama Ismimenu B'derach Pirush HaTayra. Sometimes Chazal Darshan, and they had their Soideis, they had their elevated reasons. Hayoestam B'Kabbalah. They were able to dash in the 13 midas. And that's this first possibility is where we saw Salanta's letter. That we don't have a Kabbalah and had a darshan that they had. Oy. The second thing he says is something that the Rambam writes in Mar Nevuchim. Oy, or that means sometimes it's a precise drasha because of the rules of darshaning. Sometimes they approach a pasuk as an asmachta shehem samim oisa kesimin lekabbalah sam. They make it a simin to their kabbalah, and he explains a beautiful example. Kashasamu pasuk, as the way they dash in the pasuk. Now you know that they are shevet mitzvahs b'nei nayach. We all know that. So listen to this. There's a pasuk as follows. God commanded man saying, if you ever had a hard time remembering, this is how you remember it. It's a hint of one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. It's set up Dinei Mamon. Hashem, Birchas Hashem, this of cursing God's name. Elokim, so Avodah Zarah. Ala Adam, Zushvichas Damim, that's murder. Leimar, Zugili Arayas. Now how is Leimar Gili Arayas? That's a little tough. He says that's a hint that the Issa is Nus. Mikol Eitz Hagan ze gezel. Only eat from the Eitz Hagan, don't steal. Ochol Toichal ze Eivim Menachai. Now, Kama Rachik Ben Eloi and Yonim Ben HaPasik Hazeh. Where in the world do you see in this Pasik Shavim Mitzvah Bnei Nayach? It's not so. So he says, Ach Eitzel Ha'am Kabbalah B'Sheva Mitzvah Sayla. We have a Kabbalah that there are Sheva Mitzvahs. Saim Chin Oisei B'Pasik Hazeh B'Simin Shemekal Aleim Zichram. So it's written so that it should be easy to remember. This is the way to remember the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Nayach. Okay, that's the Rambam's explanation.
It still doesn't answer the question, how do you see from the possible?
So the answer is you don't. It's a trick. It's just a trick in order to do it. There's a wide range of hashkafa on this. On the one hand, one extreme is a Taisis Yamtif in the Sechtes Nazir. Taisis Yamtif says, if you have a Yisayid that you know is true, and you have a way of hinting at it in the Pasik, you can do it on your own. You know, Dashim Sukkim. But nevertheless, you have a yesod you know is true. You read a pasuk and say, hey, it's a nice hint at the pasuk, so you're allowed to do it. That's what the Taisis Yamtiv says. There are those that were horrified at taking Sukkim and just saying things. It is said about one of the
Gedolim. Was he using it as a mushroom, or was he doing?
It's an asmachta. It's just a hint. It's not a, source. Not a source for Sheva Mitzvahs. It's a way of remembering, like we remember the Sheva Mitzvahs today, the way we remember it is the three that are Yehoreg V'Yavar, and Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, Eivor Menachai, Berachas Hashem, Gezel, and Dinah. Now that's not to say that in the Aleph Beis, the reason that Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet are first four letters are because, that's ridiculous. It's just a way of remembering it. Like I told you that in 1948, Avraham was born, we remember it, the state of Israel was 1948. So it's just a trick to remember it. The Taisis Yamtiv says you're allowed to do that with Psukim. There are those, it's brought, so recently, I was about to some cipher, that, the ladies were talking too much in the house, it was very noisy. So somebody said, Hein b'nais t'lofcha d'ivrais. He said, "Hey, b'nai slavcha daivras." Yeah, the b'nai slavcha are talking again. So he got upset. He said, "You don't use psukim for that. You don't talk that way." But the Gemara does. The Gemara does it occasionally. It says very often. It brings a pasuk in Daniel. Kishtaymei pishah achada. The pasuk in Daniel saw a nevuah that stunned him. Says he was stunned for Shah Chada for a period of time. So the Gemara, somebody says that. Somebody asked the great Kasha. Right, the Gemara says, Shem Chada Chada was stunned.
Right.
They're borrowing a pasuk. Yeah. Maybe making fun of the ladies is worse than this. But there is a spread in the level of acceptance in doing these things. Chasidish Svarim constantly take psukim and explain it. However they do it. And sometimes people who speak speeches, myself excluded, of course, say, so pshat in the pasuk is pshat? It's not pshat. You're saying a drasha, you're saying a nice thing. Yodai yechezes ba'kei ve'esav. So the Megal HaMukha says, Yodai yechezes ba'kei ve'esav. Then when Yaakov came out, he grabbed the heel of Esav. What heel did he grab? He says, Esav was named Esav because he was formed, which is Asui, he was made.
Right.
Should have had a Yud at the end of his name. Yaakov should have been Akev, right? His name should have been Akev, Yachez Bakev Esav. So Yodai Chaz, he grabbed the last letter of Esav's name and he pulled it to himself. So he took the Yud from Esav, Asui, from Esav, and he took it to Yaakov and he made himself Yaakov. So that's pshat in the pasuk. It's not pshat.
It's a way of remembering.
It's a way of remembering. It's a hint that something that.
Yeah, it's like a demonic device.
It's like a device.
Yaakov took things from Esav.
Yaakov certainly did take things. Did he take the yod?
The Rambam wants to say the Yitzis Mitzrayim wasn't really Yitzis Mitzrayim physically. It was like a.
Who wants to say that?
The moral
does not
say that.
No. The moral explains a lot of things, but he doesn't explain that was the physical Yitzis Mitzrayim.
Even the Mitzrayim.
What?
Well, they certainly went out of Mitzrayim.
About the Makkos and everything else.
No, it was physical. Nobody disagreed. No, moral doesn't say
that.
It's true to moral in general, though, often does it about Gemaris, but not about Pesukim. rare.
So why was there anger against you?
There were purists that didn't appreciate it. You know, it's always that way. You have those that try. We live in a generation that appreciates the Rambam, the morale, appreciates, we call it the more logical approach. And then there are those who have a more supernatural approach to everything in Torah. And it's, there are generations where that seemed to make more sense in our generation. You know, the way the wind blows, it affects everybody. And we live in a generation
that rationalists,
we call the Rambam a rationalist. Compared, he's a rationalist. I mean, the Gemara darshens them from real psukim. The Gemara in Sanhedrin has a parak that darshens. Not this pasuk.
The Gemara brings this pasuk.
The Gemara brings this pasuk. I didn't remember that. Okay, but that's not the source. That's a remes. So he says, "V'shem oshtei aponim yachdav." Okay, halfway down page 150. Maybe both are true. Yesh lo bepirush psukim. Some are exact, some are not. And we have to rely on the Amiraim. After we understand their wisdom and their righteousness, Rishdat Lusam, and the fact that they put a lot of effort, and their tremendous efforts for which we're not even one to judge. We don't accuse them, we worry about ourselves. We don't understand, we blame ourselves. On the footnote, Deitzer Nechman adds that at a time that Torah Shebaal Peh wasn't written, it was extremely important to have simanim. Torah Shebaal Peh wasn't written, it was extremely important. So we're up to Acha HaGadais, we're up to the discussion of Agadah to Gemaras. I think Monday we will hopefully finish the Maimar Shlishi.